I'm Marco Werman with The World. Today we're talking about the attacks in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub in the early hours of Sunday. At least 50 people were killed yesterday, including the shooter, Omar Mateen. His father has said the attack by his son was not about religion, it was about homophobia. But as we've been hearing today on the show, it's difficult to separate the strands. What happened in Orlando has been especially difficult for Sean Ahmed. He lives in Toronto, and he's a gay Muslim. He says he's used to anti-gay violence from extremist groups like ISIS.
This isn't the first time that I've seen ISIS kill gay people. They've been doing it for a long time in Bangladesh. They've been killing gay activists. They've been killing my friends of friends in Bangladesh recently with Zulaz Manan. And also, this isn't the first time I've seen a shooting in the Western world, in America, very close to where I live. But this is the first time where these two worlds have kind of come together, where there is this shooting. The victims are part of my community because I'm gay. And the perpetrator is also part of my community because he's Muslim. And so words can't really describe the feeling in the pit of my stomach of being both part of the community of the victim and also the part of the community of the perpetrator.
Sean, tell me a bit about your own story as a gay Muslim. You were born in Canada?
Yes, I was. My parents are from Bangladesh, or rather, they were from East Pakistan. They left shortly after a war which turned East Pakistan into Bangladesh. Some of my family didn't survive, and they have many horror stories from the war that they experienced there. My dad fled, and I was born and raised in Canada. I had gone back in 2007 for a few years to do charity work there. Mm. And so that's where I actually came out while in Bangladesh.
So you're 35 now. How old were you when you came out? And what was that experience like coming out first, you know, in Bangladesh, a place where you said a lot of gays have been murdered? And then how did your family react back in Canada?
I came out in 2012, so it's not that long ago. I really struggled about coming out, and it was not under ideal circumstances. I wanted actually to avoid, it's hard to explain. Being Muslim, I knew many the conventional interpretation about homosexuality. I thought it was a sin. I thought it was something that would send me straight to hell. And whereas many gay men come out in their teens or in their 20s, it took me until my 30s for me to accept myself. And part of that process was trying many, many different things. I would try to pray the gay away. I would try to fast, you know, through like Ramadan style fasting, fast it away as if it was some sort of impurity in me.
And were you worried about how your family would react, or were you worried,
yes,
about how Islam would react?
I was worried how my family would react, because I knew it would cause them pain. And I knew it would cause them dishonor in the culture that they're part of, and the family circles that they're part of, in the Bangladeshi community and the Muslim community. And I wanted to spare them that pain. But in trying to spare them that pain, I found that I was developing a pain on my own that was almost making me wish I could take my own life. I started the path to accept myself when I turned to online anonymously, this Muslim support group, you know, on Reddit, r/Islam, and I asked them, I'm gay. I've tried everything. I don't think I can change this. What's the lesser sin? Should I take my own life, or should I accept that I'm gay? And oddly enough, while there was, of course, a lot of homophobia in the response, the consensus was suicide is the bigger sin. And it should be avoided at all costs. And if accepting yourself as a gay person is what it takes to stay alive, then accept yourself as a gay person. And that was the process for me to start to accept myself. And it was in my late 20s, and I came out when I was 31. And the response from the Muslim community and my family was as expected. My parents wanted to offer an arranged marriage as a cure. My dad even said, we can find a lesbian, and so two people will be cured. You know, you're gay, she'll be a lesbian, and so you both marry, and then two people are saved.
What an intense chapter of your life. So were your parents quoting the Quran when you came out? And what did they say the Quran says about homosexuality?
Well, I came out when I was far away from my parents, which kind of helped. But the first email my father sent me, and I won't forget this, is he offered to help me pray. He offered to help to arrange the marriage, but he sent me a link to the CDC. And maybe
Centers for Disease Control.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's like, you know, I didn't realize this, but if you're gay, you're at a higher risk for all these diseases. So, like, from a health perspective, you shouldn't be gay, because you'll find nothing but disease, depression, and suicide if you go down this path. And so I'm like, gee, thanks. That was not the response I was needing, especially since I had come out under very, very bad circumstances.
How is life for a gay Muslim man in Canada? Do you attend a mosque as an openly gay man?
There is actually one LGBT-friendly community mosque in Toronto. It's called the Unity Mosque, and they recently had a peace iftar. They had people who were gay, bisexual, lesbian, transgendered, two-spirited. Anyone of any any background was welcome to join, and it was really amazing. It's nice to have support in this community. It's a bit complex, though. I can't just say it's perfectly accepting. There are those in the Muslim community who are accepting, but then there are those who are not. In fact, just yesterday, I was being spammed on Facebook by this one Muslim from Mississauga, which is an adjacent town to Toronto, or adjacent city to Toronto. And he was replying to every comment my friends were making in response to the Orlando thing, saying, how dare I say I'm gay and Muslim? I'm making a mockery of the religion. He won't tolerate it. And a lot of Muslims are disgusted that I call myself Muslim. So I find hatred in this community sometimes as much as I find acceptance.
And what about your friends? I mean, I assume you have friends who are gay and straight, Muslim and non-Muslim. How are you talking about what happened in Orlando with all these people who know you're a gay Muslim?
The gay community in Toronto has been very, very supportive. They actually, a lot of them have reached out to me saying, I know this must be particularly hard for you because you're both gay and Muslim. And so I'm very lucky. And we have amazing support systems here in Toronto in particular. And there was also a vigil here in the village or in the gay community.
Are gay Muslims in Canada networked with gay Muslims in the United States?
Yes, because coming out as gay and Muslim isn't easy. A lot of Muslims who are gay stay in the closet. And having come out, I don't blame them. There is a lot of family rejection. There's a lot of family pressure. There's a lot of downsides to coming out, especially if your family is conservative Muslim or devoutly Muslim. So often we have this little sparse network that, you know, extends across North America. But there's not like so much as a huge community within Toronto itself, but it's more like an online network, an online support group.
Sean Ahmed in Toronto, thanks very much for sharing your story with us.
My pleasure.
Muslims across the country are condemning the Orlando shootings and donating money to help the families of the victims. One fund has already raised $45,000. But Muslims are also facing questions about the image of homosexuality in Islam and why so many LGBT Muslims are still closeted. Imam Abdullah Antepli is the chief representative of Muslim Affairs at Duke University. How did you and Muslims in your community in Durham react to what happened in Orlando, Imam?
Since this heinous, hateful terrorist attack, our life has been upside down. We are trying to respond in prayerfulness, in unity, as we try to uplift the names of those victims who have been targeted to this heinous, treacherous act. We reached out immediately to LGBTQ brothers and sisters in our community. And yesterday, tonight, we will be having peace vigil in various houses of worship and community centers called that by the leaders of the LGBTQ community and the Muslim leadership here to make sure this horrible, evil act will not further divide us and polarize us.
So the attacker in the Orlando shootings claimed allegiance to ISIS for his actions in a 911 call, alluding to really the hatred ISIS has for LGBT people. What does Islam say explicitly about homosexuality?
There's a spectrum of views and reactions on the issue of homosexuality. But I think most of what's been said in the past vis-a-vis within the Islamic civilization from a theological, social, or cultural point of view is very much irrelevant today because what we call civilization or religion is a combination of divine revelation and the human experience. And as human experience have developed over time, over and over, what we understood divine revelation or religion has changed. So in light of what we know, what we have received as a revelation, what we received as a religion, needs to be re-examined, revisited, and re-articulated.
You say in light of what we know, but the religion is up to interpretation, and the we is many, many millions of people. So you would agree that some Muslims around the world interpret those stories differently?
To pick up the worst interpretation, to pick up the most violent and most bizarre, most inhuman interpretation, and lift it up as the most authentic, most Islamic, most Christian, most Jewish, is not only inaccurate, it's very unfair to that rich civilization and the 1400 years of Muslim history. Muslims over time have come up with very creative, inclusive, and progressive responses to the issue of homosexuality.
There was a 2014 Pew poll, and according to it, Muslims are split on homosexuality, with 45% saying it should be accepted and 47% saying it should be discouraged. What is your take on this, and especially as the Muslim affairs representative at a university like Duke, where you've got a diverse student body?
What Muslims do or react is not only limited to law. What's being said in the Islamic law and how it's been implemented 300-400 years ago should not necessarily limit ourselves to reach out to a gay Muslim community or the members of the LGBT community from all faiths. Our love, our grace, our welcome, our inclusivity should be including everyone.
Imam, there are many LGBT Muslims around the world. They sit on cultural fault lines. They're blasted for being gay. They're blasted for being Muslim. Do you think what happened in Orlando could possibly be a beginning for Muslim American society to further embrace LGBT Muslims?
I hope so. As we say in Turkish and Arabic, from your lips to God's ears. I hope this heinous act, as Joseph said to his brothers, in itself is evil, but eventually God will create blessings out of it, one of which will be exactly what you said, that American Muslim community or Muslim communities at large will go to a deeper soul search and will try to understand the issue of homosexuality. My heart goes to every members of the LGBTQ community. We are mourning and grieving in solidarity with them. But especially my heart goes to members of the gay Muslim community, because they were already feeling marginalized by their fellow Muslims because of their sexual identity. They were already feeling alienated and marginalized because of their religious identity. This will be another blow to their multiple layers of pain and alienation.
Imam, I'm curious, do you have children?
I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son.
How do you speak to them about an event like this?
We have been having very painful conversations with them. All Ramadan conversations shift into who this person is, whether or not he represents any side of our religion, where is this deep homophobia and hate to gay community is coming from, whether this could be ever reconciled any of the teachings of the Holy Quran, which we were about to read before we found out that this is happening. It's been very painful, but I'm hoping eventually rewarding conversations, that my children will be in a position to recognize hate in the name of religion or any ideology, and will be fighting against this, any form of hate to any community, wherever it happens.
Abdullah Antepli is the chief representative of Muslim Affairs at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Imam, thank you very much for your thoughts.
My pleasure.
You're with the world.